And may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let me read to you again, and I can promise you it won't be the last time. So if it's not becoming your favorite verse, it will be, or at least be the one you're most familiar with. Second Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And the God of limitless ability abounded all grace to you, that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. So let me just read it to you again, which would be a great proper translation. Because grace is all about a person. And God of limitless ability abounded all that Jesus is to you, that you always having the all-sufficiency of Jesus in everything may have an abundance for every good deed. So let me read it to you again, so it's even clearer. And God of limitless ability abounded all of Jesus and all that Jesus is and has as a free gift to you, that always having the all-sufficiency of Christ as a present tense free gift, in everything you face in life, you may have an abundance of Jesus and all that Jesus is and all that Jesus has as a free gift in every good deed. Another one of my favorite passages is Romans chapter 5. It gives a clear description, explanation of the gospel. And the gospel isn't just about how to become born again. It's about how to start at being born again and then becoming more and more like Christ every day. This is Romans 5, verse 10. For if while we were lost, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having now been reconciled, now being Christians, we shall be saved every day and every minute of every day by His life. See, by the death of His Son, we were saved from sin's penalty. We're going to go to heaven one day. But by the life of His Son living in you, you're being saved from yourself and sin's power. The all-sufficiency of Christ as a free gift in everything. I was showing Mark Waters this because it struck me the other day, and so I just looked it up before we walked in here, and it's what I thought it was going to say. Remember the whole perfect tense? Maybe my whole purpose in life until I die is to teach everybody about Greek grammar. But perfect tense is this wonderful tense, and it's important. The Holy Spirit used that language because that's what He wanted to convey. He didn't speak in Southern English, thank God Almighty. There'd be y'alls all over the place, right? And so, and shortcuts. And it would be bigger words, and it would just seem slower when you read it. Perfect tense is something that's been completed in the past, but has an everyday continual effect and result and consequence in your life. With me? It's like you got it completed, but it's not just a history. It's something that was completed that's like living, and it's living every day and affecting your life every day. That's perfect tense. In Ephesians 2, verse 8, real familiar passage. For by grace you've been saved through faith. That's not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. That's how you got started, right? By grace, free gift of God in the person of Jesus. By grace, you're saved through faith. It's not a result of works. It's a gift of God. Now, the word here, by grace, you have been saved through faith, is perfect tense. You see, you started. It was a full start. You got saved by grace through faith. But that's how it works every day. It continues to work that way. You're being saved every day. Not from sin's penalty, not from hell's fire, but from the power of fallen self, from flesh, every day, from Satan's power. Just like it was a free gift by grace, by faith, it's a free gift by grace through faith every single day. Amen? That's a good word. I'm 62 years old. I just figured that out. The Holy Spirit thought that came to my mind the other day. I thought, oh my gosh. And I forgot about it, and then just now I looked it up. I thought, yep, that's exactly what it is. How you began is how you continue every day. Saved by his life every day, just like you were saved by the death completely when you started. That's saved, going to go to heaven, sins forgiven, no condemnation. But you're being saved every day by faith through grace. Now, here's the deal. If it's true that God has abounded all that Christ is as a free gift to you, that you always having the all-sufficiency of Christ who lives in you as a free gift in everything right now. You got it right now. All that he is for all that you need right now. So that you can abound everything you put your hand to. You can do it with joy and freedom and the power of the Holy Spirit. If that's true, that's grace. Grace works through what? Faith. That's the way it started. It's the way it's lived every day. And that's why I've said in the last few weeks, one of the coolest things the Lord said to me recently is I want you to wake up every day and make new discoveries of the limitlessness of grace, the unsearchable riches of Christ who lives in you. You see, because God has called you to do certain things and live certain ways, but how? By rolling up your sleeve? Promising you'll do better? That's the fatal mistake of Christianity. That's why people do altar calls all the time. That's Paul's testimony of Romans chapter 7. How to do that? By grace. It's all by grace. It's not a result of your hard work. It's by grace. But grace works through faith. And to wake up every day and discover the limitlessness of grace and the possibility. See, that's exciting to me, the possibilities of faith. How far can I go with this? How rich is his grace? How much is Jesus able? But it all works in faith. Which I'll talk a little bit more about tomorrow, but I'll give you this word. And this is, again, one of the primary words that were spoken in my life many, many years ago and spoken constantly into my life. And it was Deuteronomy 1:32. So I'll pass this on to you. This is the only problem you're ever going to have as a Christian. Remember me saying last few weeks, Christians don't fail because of weakness. Whatever your weakness is, there's grace for that. There's the all-sufficiency of Christ for that. So you got the grace. We were talking earlier with the clergy. I said, if you have $1 billion in a bank, but you're living in poverty, it's not because you're poor. It's because you won't believe that you're rich and therefore write checks on it. The truth of it is that you got all that Christ is, the all-sufficiency of Christ for everything. So you can abound. So here's the scripture. Christians never fail because of weakness. They always fail because of unbelief. Because they doubt. If a person's paranoid and somebody has drummed it in their head, you don't have any money, and yet there's $1 billion in the bank, they're going to live like a poor person, and it's a deception. And they're living in poverty because they won't believe the truth. You have $1 billion, you have limitless, more than $1 billion, all spiritual blessings. You have been. It's been deposited into your account, into your life. All spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ are yours right now. All is all. That covers everything. Whatever area you struggle with, there's a spiritual grace for that. You've been given everything. You got it. You got it. Right? You got it. For in this thing, it says in Deuteronomy 1:32, you have not trusted, or the New American Standard says, you have not believed the Lord your God. That's what my teacher used to tell me. That's the only problem you're ever going to have, Chuck. And 40 years later, that's the truth. Because if I have all grace, an all-sufficiency, always having that in everything, then there's only one reason when I fail. It's because I don't believe. I don't draw. I don't trust in the one who is right now. Because I find myself praying that he can instead of trusting that he is, because he is all-sufficient in everything, always having right now. Amen? So remember Deuteronomy 1:32. I'll pass that on to you. For in this thing you have not believed the Lord your God. There may be practical decisions you make. It may be a little fun, the ride, but you can still do it in faith, living from by the grace of God. Amen? Not surviving, but abounding in every good deed. Lost people survive, hang on, cling to. Christians live life and life more abundantly as overcomers. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.